revolutionize how cars, cell phones, other gadgets are powered. They say if the project gets commercial backing, the new batteries could be on the market in 5 years. As for the cost, no word how much they'll charge. More news at USARadio.com. I'm L.P. Phillips reporting USA Radio Network News.
Johnny Reese is a major league pitcher who has always had a talent for striking people out. Teams fell over themselves trying to recruit the young man with a menacing fastball. But baseball isn't his only talent. You see, he's also a major league hitman, a contract killer who likes his work. Reese can do more than strike you out. He can eliminate you altogether. Jack King, a retired New York City detective, has a talent of his own, catching bad guys. When it comes to murder investigations, Jack King is a big leaguer, too. For action and suspense, Squeeze Play by Jim Harrington is a grand slam. You can buy a Squeeze Play at all your favorite online booksellers. But for Talkstar Radio listeners, this is a special deal. Buy Squeeze Play now at a special discounted price and receive a signed autographed copy from the author. Buy yours now at yourmorning.com. Yourmorning.com.
Thank you for listening to the Talkstar Radio Network. For the finest and informative and interactive talk radio programming, it's the Talkstar Radio Network, available live via your local radio station and on the Internet at TalkstarRadio.com. Your feedback is important to us. Email us at TalkstarRadio.com.
And now, from Washington, the Inside Scoop. All the news the government does not want you to hear. Now, here's your host on the Inside Scoop, Mark Levine.
Good afternoon, America. Welcome to the Inside Scoop. It's a beautiful, snowy day in Washington. The snow is falling. And I just couldn't help but think of the irony of it all. I mean, here you have the snow coming down, right? And all of Washington covered in snow of white. And I just couldn't help but think of how much Washington has snowed America over the last 5.5 years. It's a beautiful sight, folks, when you're snowed in. And you see it all there, and everything seems just fine. And that's because, well, the snow is beautiful. You see, when you're being lied to, and when you're being told everything you want to hear, it can be a beautiful thing. Rarely, if ever, do lies get you upset. No, lies calm you down. Lies tell you everything's going to be okay. And the biggest lie, everything's going to be okay, is the most dangerous. For 2.5 years now, I have strived to give you all the news the government does not want you to know. And sometimes I feel like a voice in the wilderness, like a prophet in the Bible, speaking out against the kings, and no one's listening. Are they? Is America starting to listen? How do we know when someone is telling the truth and when someone's lying? And which lies really matter? You know, the Nazi propagandist Joseph Goebbels taught quite well that little lies don't work. Little lies are specific lies about specific things, specific places, specific actions, and they're filled with all those pesky details. Details that can tell you whether a fact is true or false. You can be caught up in the little lies. But Goebbels and Joseph McCarthy, and dare I say the Bush administration, understand that the big lies, well, you can't be caught in those. See, if you don't give specifics, if you simply indicate that everything the president does is right, that he has no check on his powers, that he can do anything he wants. But you don't quite say it that way. You just sort of wait. You wait until you get caught, and then you say, Oh, well, I'm sorry. I can do anything I want. And the media will focus on the little things. Whether Bill Clinton did or did not do whatever with Monica Lewinsky is a little thing. It is not a threat to our democracy. Whether the president feels he's above the law is such a big thing, such a big lie, that we can't even begin to comprehend it. The arrogance is so overwhelming, so severe, particularly in a country like the United States, which isn't used to having leaders like Saddam Hussein or Kim Jong-il or Hitler. They're not used to having charismatic leaders whom we just accept what they say at face value. We are used to a constitution. We are used to checks and balances. So when the Attorney General of the United States goes before Congress and refuses to testify under oath, what is that saying? He is saying, in clear language for all who just take the time to see, I am going to lie to you now because I refuse to be kept under oath. And that's a sign like that old story. You know the story of the emperor has no clothes? Where the emperor is going around completely naked and telling everyone about all the fine clothes he's wearing, and everyone's afraid to speak out. They don't want to insult the emperor. Everyone sees he's naked, but they don't really see it. They don't really see it. Maybe it's some trick. Maybe people feel they're not sophisticated enough. Maybe the emperor does have clothes and they're really transparent, and we think he's naked, but really he isn't. And it took the little boy, right? The young boy to say, hello, the emperor has no clothes. Well, that's what I feel I've been doing this week, this year, frankly, ever since I've been in Washington, is saying, look, the emperor has no clothes. Attorney General Gonzalez went before Congress and said, I am going to lie to you. And proof that I'm going to lie to you is that I will not be under oath. Dick Cheney, just a few minutes ago, we learned, shot his hunting partner. Now, you know, I at this point believe it was an accident. I'm sure if this were the Clintons, they would argue it was murder, like they argued for Vince Foster, right? That's the little thing. That's the thing the media will focus on. The big lie, the big story, they missed. Also happened this week. Scooter Libby, who committed treason, who outed a CIA agent to try to protect the Bush administration from unwanted criticism by Ambassador Joe Wilson, who was simply telling America the truth about Iraq. It has now been reported that he told the special prosecutors that he was authorized to disclose this information. Well, who the heck authorized him? Scooter Libby was chief of staff to Vice President Cheney. There are only, dare I say, two people in the government with a higher rank than Scooter Libby. There are only two people he reported to, Vice President Cheney and arguably the President of the United States. So maybe the President of the United States didn't commit treason, maybe. But Vice President Cheney surely did. We have a Vice President of the United States that commits treason, and what's in the news? A hunting accident. You see how the little stuff trumps the big stuff? 877-528-TALK, 877-528-8255. I want to hear from you, and I want to talk about the future of an America where the little lies trump the big. We'll be right back.
I know you've heard me talk about Margie Garrison, the arthritis lady, but have I told you about the time she was thrown out of an arthritis convention for telling the truth that most arthritis sufferers attending that convention didn't need the expensive and maybe dangerous drugs and treatments they were being sold? Man alive, did they hustle her out of their product? This might not work for absolutely everybody, but if you get Mrs. Garrison's program and give it a try for a year and it doesn't end up ending most of your pain, ask for your money back. Look it up for yourself online at healthstarproducts.com. That's H-E-A-L-T-H, healthstarproducts.com. See what the doctors are saying about Mrs. Garrison's program and if this works for you or a member of your family.
Twinkle, twinkle, little,
Poor nutrition in their first 5 years can limit memory development.
A, B, C, D, D, D.
And affect the rest of their lives.
The itsy bitsy spider went up the
Get proper nutrition before it's too late. provides nutrition information, healthcare referrals, even food for women, infants, children. To find out more about WIC, our nearest location, or if you qualify for our benefits, call 1-866-WIC-INFO. Your child has you, and you have WIC. Brought to you by the National WIC Association and the Ag Council.
From Washington, more of the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. This is the Sunday Weekly Review. All topics are valid. 877-528-TALK, 877-528-8255. And we're talking about, well, where America is headed. And what does a truth teller do? What do you do when you see the emperor has no clothes? When you see the president systematically violating the Constitution? When you see fundamentalism grow all over the world, not just in Muslim lands, and I want to talk about that, the Muslim cartoonist, but also how it's growing in our own country. And to me, I see it all in one combining theme, and that is that anyone who tells you not to think is wrong. And anyone who tells you they have all the answers is wrong. And anyone who claims to understand everything about the world, and don't you worry, it'll be okay, is dead, dead wrong. And yet that's what we're coming to, right? Whether the Muslim world or in America, it's hush, little baby, don't say a word, be quiet, your government's taking care of you. And it's left to a few of us in Washington to say, no, it's not. Wake up, America. We've got a caller from Mexico. I'm glad to hear we have callers not just in the United States, but also in foreign countries. Darren, welcome to the Inside Scoop.
Hey, how you doing? I'm actually just about a half hour south of San Diego.
Okay.
Oh, I'm getting you loud and clear on 1360 down here. I see, I guess, two main points. I called you a little while ago. I'm like the Mr. Canadian perspective from a couple weeks ago, I think.
Yeah.
But,
are you in Tijuana now, or?
Just a little bit south of there, sort of between Rosarito and Tijuana.
It's nice to know that it's not just we reach America, we reach Mexico, too. Go ahead, Darren. What's your point?
I guess there's two things. It's sort of like I think of education and I think of the role of the media as sort of two things that people really need to hammer on here. It's like the education system, that there's really no debate about it, and it seems like coming from Canada, people are growing up like being more critical thinkers about everything. They're more media literate. They're also more world literate. And having a lot of American friends, I see there's a certain myopic kind of tendency for Americans, whether they're liberal or whether they're obviously Republican.
Darren, one of my favorite.
See things sort of narrow-minded sort of perspective, and they never really put things in a more global perspective. So that's kind of one point. And
well, I think it's a good point. Before you make your second one, let me just respond quickly, because I agree with you. When I was in college, a Doonesbury cartoon came out that I kept in my dorm room for 4 years. You think I'd have it memorized now? I don't. But basically, it was a college professor, and he was teaching the children. He said, and that's why George Washington was a radical, and everyone sort of scribbling everything down. And then he said, and that's why the slaves shouldn't have been freed. And everyone starts scribbling it down. And then he says, you know, ignorance is freedom and slavery is strength. And the kids are all writing it down. And then the teacher puts his head on the desk and says, education is dead. And one of the kids looks up to each other and says, wow, interesting stuff. And the other kid says, yeah, I didn't know half this stuff. But that's exactly where we are. We have positions of authority. And it's not just America. I think you see it with the Muslim people that are fighting against our cartoon. It's people, and frankly, Christian fundamentalists as well, any fundamentalist, Jewish too, who when they reach something that disagrees with them, instead of listening to the other person and saying, well, wait, what are they saying that's true? What are they saying that's false? What can I tell from my experience? They immediately reject it. It's outside their specific worldview, and therefore, they just can't handle that complexity. And those people, I think, are the most dangerous of all.
And I think the challenge for progressives or liberals in the U.S. is to sort of make the message simple and clear and understandable. I have this little email group with a handful of my American friends where I kind of cut and paste things from Randy Rhodes' website and blah, blah, blah's website and throw it out there with a couple of caffeinated thoughts from me. And then I wait to get the answers back. And I've got a Republican buddy who's an attorney who sort of like, you know, mouths the talking points coming out of Ken Melman's mouth. And it's people like to be able to wrap their brain around something and understand it, and the Republicans have been masters at sort of explaining the world in simple terms to people, and the root of this is going to have to be in the media and in a better education system over the long haul, because a lot of educated people around the world are looking at America and they're ghastly embarrassed.
I'll tell you,
like,
Darren,
what's going on?
You know, it's interesting to me. I'm always torn on this. I mean, I've heard the argument. I mean, there's George Lakoff's famous book where, you know, the Bush administration, the Clinton administration, you know, it's the economy, stupid. Simplify it so people can understand it. And I admit that has some, you know, that has some resonance. I mean, I'm the next trial attorney, and you can't very well win a case unless you give what you're saying in a way that people can understand. But sometimes I fear that, because I think that the Republicans use this simple technique as a way to really make everyone dumb. You know, you can get things so simple. You know, you hate freedom. If you disagree with the president, you hate freedom. You love the terrorists. What's interesting to me is that all the great dangerous concepts, whether it's Nazism or communism or fundamentalism, they're all pretty simple. It's all, we have one defining way of looking at the world. Everyone else is a liar. Everyone else is a heretic. Only trust us. Jim Jones, frankly, drinking the Kool-Aid, is the same thing. And I guess it's very hard to teach, and I find this as a problem. I'd like to hear from other listeners, too, to hear what they think, is to teach that it's not only is it okay to challenge, but it is your duty and responsibility as an American citizen to challenge your government, to see what they're saying is true or false. And if you don't do it, remember, the president works for you. He is your employee. And if you don't watch your employee and see what you're doing, that's like the president not watching Mike Brown of FEMA. It is your obligation to see if they're telling the truth. And if you sit there mindlessly and accept what they say, then I'm sorry, my friends, you are part of the problem. And that's what I guess I try to get across.
No, and I think John Kerry was on the Ed Schultz show the other day just talking about the challenge of sort of pushing past the corporate media to actually get to, once they can get a message sort of simplified and get the pundits out there running around on television, it seems like there's access is an issue, which is just, I mean, I when I hear stuff like that on the radio and I'm driving around, I'm like going, what's going on with, you know, the sort of you know, your country went through sort of a revolution of sorts in the 60s with civil rights, and they saw the state push back, shooting guns at protesters, and there was, you know, this sort of like protesty 60s nostalgia thing. Like, there seems to be no generation of people sort of running around. It's happening and it's growing, but they're getting made fun of in the mainstream.
Well, the other thing, Darren, is that most of the protesters, I'm afraid, are not using the most sophisticated methods. Some of them really are. They don't know the facts themselves, and so it does become ineffective. We've got to take a break. I know I have other callers on the line. 877-528-TALK, 877-528-8255. We'll be right back after this.
If you've got kids, chances are sooner or later you're going to need dental help. And when you do, I hope you remember 1995dental.com. 1995dental.com tells you how to save about 50% on braces for your kids, similar savings on other services. Because this isn't insurance, there is no waiting period, no exclusion, no claim forms to fill out. You get instant savings from tens of thousands of dentists coast to coast. Unlike a lot of insurance policies, this discount program covers cosmetic dentistry, bonding, and cleaning. For the individual, it's $11.95 a month. But for the entire family, everyone who lives under your roof, regardless of age or relationship, it's $19.95 a month. Hence our name, 1995dental.com. Type in the numbers 1995, then the word dental.com. 1995dental.com will save you.
Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom, the television show that America grew up watching. Now available on DVD. 20 episodes are yours for just $29.99. That's the money-saving price if you order online from RetroTelevision.com. RetroTelevision.com. Wild Kingdom, featuring Marlon Perkins and all the regular features that made this show a favorite family watching habit. Sorry, phone orders are not available at this low price of $29.99 for 20 episodes. Order this set now and get 3 episodes with famed primate researcher Diana Fossey from Gorillas in the Mist. Order from RetroTelevision.com or go to www.TalkStarRadio.com. Save 25% with the online offering Wild Kingdom from RetroTelevision.com and TalkStar Radio. From Washington, back to the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. Winston Churchill once said that democracy is the worst political system except for all the others. Democracy is messy. Democracy is ugly. Democracy shows competing people fighting back and forth with the battle of ideals. If it's working correctly, there are checks and balances. Different branches of the government watching each other, calling each other down when they make a mistake, investigating what the other branches do. That's what happens in a real democracy. The truth is messy too. For millennia, the human being has strived to understand the truth in simplistic terms. If you look at astronomy and you try to understand exactly the orbit of the Earth around the Sun and that we are one planet, not close to the largest, circulating around one insignificant sun in a backwater part of not a particularly glorious galaxy, that went against mankind's idea that it was central to everything. And so the church taught for millennia that the sun and all the planets and all the stars went around the earth and everything went around man. We were the center of the universe. And that gave us comfort. And that made us feel good. And that made us feel that we were important. And that was not true. And so, for generations, political leaders have told us everything's okay. America, you're the center of the universe. You can do no wrong. The president can do no wrong. If he doesn't admit to being wrong, no one will find it out. If he doesn't show the hundreds of photographs with corrupt bribery monger Jack Abramoff, they must not exist. Don't let people know the truth. It's complex. Take the Kool-Aid, folks. And it's up to just a few of us, right? The prophets, the talk show hosts, the people who live in Washington, the people who have their eyes open, the little boy who sees the emperor has no clothes, to say, wait a minute, the simple answer isn't always the way. It's simple to say every word in the Bible is literally true. I refuse to think outside that box. It is simple to think the president is always telling us the truth. It is simple and it is wrong. And I have to tell you, Republicans, many of them, some of them, are insulted by this. They say when people like me say this, we're talking down to them. Oh, the elite. Oh, the intellectuals. They think they know everything. Well, let me tell you something, folks. The mark of a true intellectual is someone who recognizes that they don't know everything, that they hardly know anything. The mark of a true intellectual is modesty. It's recognizing that we don't have all the truth, that no one has the whole truth, and opening our minds to see that there are other things out there that could be true. And the most fierce danger we face in the world, and I don't care whether it comes from Islamic fundamentalism, or Christian fundamentalism, or Jewish fundamentalism, or atheistic fundamentalism, such as the Nazis or the communists, it's anyone who claims to have the entire truth. And that's why a president that refuses to be investigated is a threat to our democracy. A vice president that gets more attention for shooting a hunting partner, and heck, I don't know, some of the conspiracy theorists, it was his lawyer, right? Maybe he does have something to hide, than actually ordering his staff member to commit treason. And over the course of the next 2 hours, I want you to explore with me, help with me, how do we get Americans to open their eyes, like little puppies just being born, to open their eyes to see the truth that's around them, to question authority, as Darren suggested that they did in the 60s in the protests. Not out of anarchy, not out of insolence. Don't just question authority because it's there, but when you have a good question, to persuade the media it's okay to ask it. To persuade your fellow Americans it's okay to ask it. To ask, what happened to the Republican Party that used to be against massive deficit spending? A Republican Party that used to believe in individual rights? A Republican Party that didn't used to trust the government? Why is it that suddenly now the government says, take your Kool-Aid and go to sleep? Are Americans waking up? 877-528-TALK. We'll be right back after this.
This is Newsbreak. Vice President Cheney apparently shot somebody accidentally, wounding a companion while hunting quail on a Texas ranch on Saturday. 78-year-old Harry Whittington was alert and doing fine after being wounded by shotgun pellets from Cheney's gun, according to Fox News. The northeastern U.S. getting hammered by the biggest snowstorm of the season. Almost 23 inches of snow has fallen on New York Central Park. The National Weather Service saying the Big Apple hasn't seen this much snow since the record-breaking blizzard of 1947. Check your airlines before you head to the airport today. The major storm has snarled air traffic in the northeast, and that could have a ripple effect across the nation. Three of six escaped prisoners from the Cook County Jail in Illinois have been caught. Two of the men arrested this morning in Oak Park were found by a police dispatcher who spotted them on his way home. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice saying the violence resulting from the printing of cartoons of Muhammad could spin out of control. She made her comments on ABC's This Week. More news at USARadio.com. I'm Jack Durate.
Hi, I'm David Oreck. A consumer alert was recently reported in a leading consumer testing magazine. It warns, if you're sensitive to dust, avoid bagless vacuums. I would never make a bagless vacuum because they're filthy. My 8-pound Oreck XL is hypoallergenic. Try one free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200. You'll breathe easier knowing it's an Oreck XL.
When arthritis, muscle, or joint pain strikes, strike back with Mobisil, the most advanced topical pain reliever you can buy without a prescription. Mobisil is specially formulated to penetrate deep under the skin, where it rapidly delivers a powerful analgesic directly to the site of your pain. Mobisil's revolutionary formula is odorless, non-irritating, non-staining, and without side effects. Mobisil, rub it in and feel it work. Available at Walgreens, Eckerd, Osco, Savon, and Brookshire Brothers Farm.
I'm Dr. Gabe Merkin, author of The Healthy Heart Miracle. Very low doses of the antibiotic doxycycline reduce blood levels of C-reactive protein by nearly 50% in patients hospitalized for blocked arteries leading to their hearts. 50 patients with weak hearts were given a placebo, or 20 milligrams of doxycycline twice a day, which is one-fifth the dose used to treat apnea. 6 months later, those taking the antibiotic had almost half the blood levels of C-reactive protein as those given placebos. C-reactive protein measures inflammation, most commonly caused by infection, and is a better predictor of heart attacks and sudden death than blood cholesterol is. Other studies show that heart attacks are associated with infection with chlamydia and other bacteria, and they can be prevented by taking antibiotics. This study shows that the beneficial dose of antibiotic is far lower than what is used to treat infections.
From Washington, more of the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. It was reported this week that Tom DeLay, who was removed from the majority leader post, those of us in Washington know he really was the most powerful man in Congress. He was removed from that post because he has been indicted for all kinds of money laundering and other shady things that basically are akin to bribery. Tom DeLay has strong connections with Jack Abramoff, as does the President of the United States, and Jack Abramoff has pled guilty for bribery. Duke Cunningham, who was the congressman in San Diego, has also pled guilty to bribery. Some think the Abramoff scandal will encompass 20 to 30, some say as high as 50 members of Congress will be indicted for bribery before the year is out. So I'm asked on the blog, and by the way, folks, if you don't want to call in and you want to write in, feel free to write in on the blog at radioinsidescoop.com. Robert asked me a really good question. He asked, Mark, can you explain why the Republicans in this climate of money scandal would replace Duke Cunningham, the guy who resigned from the chairman of the Appropriations Committee for taking bribes, the person who was earmarking all our taxpayer dollars to help the people that paid him money, why they're replacing him with Tom DeLay? Because it was announced this week that Tom DeLay, who had to step down from all his scandals, is going to run the Appropriations Committee. The person who is probably the worst ethical member of Congress, a person we know to have offered a bribe on the House floor to Republican Nick Smith of Michigan to get him to vote for that awful Medicare bill that's just coming, the prescription bill that's just starting to take effect now. Why is he being put as head of the Appropriations Committee? Robert asks why this is happening. Robert writes, if it's party loyalty, why not give the majority leader back? Does PR, public relations, think this will show the people they're serious for reform? Are the Republicans so bankrupted for talented leadership? Robert asks, what is owed to Tom DeLay that isn't owed to Duke Cunningham? Robert, I love that you listen to my program, but you're out thinking this one. It's not for PR. It's not for party loyalty. Tom DeLay knows where the bodies are buried. The head of the Appropriations Committee has to be someone who takes bribes, because that's who the lobbyists want. The Republican Party is funneling hundreds of billions of taxpayer dollars into the pockets of the lobbyists, the oil companies. You can't put an honest guy in that post. You see, the lie is so big that even Robert, who I know supports what I say, can't comprehend it. You got to have the fox in the hen house, because that is what the Republican Party is all about now. It didn't used to be that way. But right now it is the party of corruption, by corruption, for corruption, with just a few examples, John McCain, Chris Shays, that aren't in there. That's why he's there, Robert. Let me go to the phones. We've got Ken in San Diego. Ken, welcome to the Inside Scoop.
How you doing, Mark?
I'm doing good.
I'm loving the show so far, but I did want to make a point. I mean, right now you have so many things going on with Abramoff and Duke Cunningham and DeLay. And what you were talking about with Darren before, and I'm glad you had corrected it, that we shouldn't so much, we shouldn't always look for the simple one word sort of bullet point to drive what we want, the agenda home. And I'll clarify that people who are saying that it needs to be simpler, that predominantly the Democrats who are saying that it needs to be simpler, we need a simple message so that the people can understand, it's basically saying that the people are too stupid to get it.
Ken, I think we can do both. I think we can do both. I'm not saying, I understand that some people need a simple message. People are busy. They're raising their children. They're going to work every day. They need some talking points, all right? And I understand that. I regret it, frankly. I think, as Darren pointed out, it's a product of some of our lousy education. But it seems to me that we can offer them a simple, a medium, and a complex. That truth is so complex, we can't possibly comprehend it all. And that we should provide to people all levels. That, in other words, everything that they want. If they only want the simple answer, I regret it, that's all they can get. But they can also find out all the details. And it just seems to me there's actually, I'll give you one trick, and I think I found it true in my entire life, to know whether someone's telling the truth, to know whether someone at least believes in what they're saying. If they're willing to entertain someone who disagrees with them, if they're willing to answer questions from someone who asks good, tough questions and actually answer those questions, then they're getting close to the truth. And if they wipe away and say, I'm sorry, we don't allow dissenters, no one in my town hall meeting that doesn't agree with me, I'm not going to answer your question, or they start insulting the questioner, that's when you know the person's lying to you. And to me, that's the clearest way. Yeah.
I agree with that. And the thing is, I see that a lot with the talking heads like Bill O'Reilly and Hannity. But I think that what we need to focus on right now, everything else is going to take care of itself. DeLay is going to be indicted, or he's basically going to go to jail. So is Duke Cunningham and Abramoff. I think we need to focus on what you were talking about before with the situation with Scooter Libby and him recently basically saying that he was given authorization. That has to be the focus, because whoever authorized that was breaking the law. They were committing treason and making Scooter Libby culpable for what he did.
And all you have to do is use a little logic, Ken. I mean, you know, Scooter Libby was not the White House, you know, secretary who took the phone calls. Scooter Libby was the vice president's chief of staff. He reported to one person, maybe two. He reported to Dick Cheney, maybe reported to the president, too. I don't even think so. We know who the culprit is. It's something I reported on my show for 2.5 years when I first talked about this story, when very few news organizations would talk about it. Dick Cheney, no question, everyone in Washington knows, authorized the outing of Joe Wilson's wife. We have a vice president who's willing to commit treason to actually out an agent working on stopping weapons of mass destruction, of all things, to achieve some political goal. And yet, his hunting accident gets more news? I mean, Ken, how many times did you hear that report in the news this week? Once? Twice?
Actually, the first time I heard about it was today. I was flipping through the television, a couple of stations, and I saw that Cheney accidentally shoots somebody, and I can honestly say I started laughing.
Yeah.
Hysterically laughing, because it's like that is what people are going to focus on, that it's that entertainment. And it's not the tragedy that's going on in this country right now, that our liberties are being shredded, our freedoms are being shredded. What surprises me most is that you don't have jurists, lawyers, judges, congressmen, senators, assemblymen standing up and saying it is illegal to wiretap citizens of this country. It's against the law. And for anyone, including the president, to say that it is within his power to do that, it's a farce. It's,
you know,
a
it's
lie.
Interesting, Ken.
And that no one is saying that's not what it, that's not, those are not the powers that you were granted by the Congress and the Senate.
You know what's really interesting, Ken? People are saying it, and the press isn't giving them the microphone. It's not just every Democrat on the Senate Judiciary Committee has said it is blatantly, flagrantly, obviously illegal. The nonpartisan Congressional Research Service, which is appointed by both administrations, but their job is not to be partisan, simply to tell the law as it is. Frankly, the Republicans control Congress, so they've appointed these staff members for the last dozen years. But I don't think they're partisan. I've worked with these people. They just say what the law is. And the law, the FISA, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, all you have to do is read it. And if you're not a lawyer, I can help translate it for you. But it says very clearly, the purpose of this law is to preempt the field. In other words, there will be no wiretaps anywhere in the United States of America that are authorized unless they go through a court. And what's interesting is that even George Bush told us that on 4 separate occasions, that there were no wiretaps that were legal outside of a court. It can be a secret court, like this FISA court. You can do them in an emergency and then 72 hours later get retroactive approval. It's a sophisticated law. But the point is, it's absolutely illegal. And now, for the first time, you have the president, first of all, lie and say, I never said that you couldn't do that, when on 4 separate occasions he did. And now he's saying, well, I always thought I had authority to break the law. And then you have Attorney General Gonzalez go not under oath, because he refuses to go under oath, which should be suspicious, and say, I told Congress all about this. And one of the interesting things that came out this week, and then I got to take a break, but you can stay on if you want, Ken, is that Peter Hoekstra, let me tell you who he is. He's a Republican from Michigan. He's chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. I've worked with this man. Now, I have to tell you, he and I disagree on very little. He's a conservative Republican, but he's an honest man. I can tell you that. I've worked with him. He is someone I respect, even though he's Republican. I disagree with a lot of things he has to say. He said that he was never told by the president or the vice president. He was briefed by both of them. He was never told. Jane Harman, the Democrat Intelligence Committee, said she was never told. Rockefeller, Jay Rockefeller, West Virginia, says he was never told. None of the details. something was going on, but they refused. They only told him what they wanted him to hear. Tom Daschle said he's confident it never occurred. So the answer is the Attorney General refused to go under oath, and then he blatantly lied to the American people. And the question is, when will people wake up and see the emperor has no clothes? We've got to take a break. 877-528-TALK, 877-528-8255. We'll be right back after this.
Can't walk.
I can walk, but not very far.
I can't even stand anymore.
And it gave me no freedom.
If you or a loved one suffer from limited mobility, we have incredible news. Now you may qualify for your very own new Invacare power chair or scooter at little or no cost to you. Call Mobility Products Unlimited right now to begin your free pre-qualification process. Invacare's powered mobility products are comfortable, stylish, easy to maneuver, and go anywhere.
And yes, you can get back out there too with Invacare.
So pick up the phone and call Mobility Products right now, risk-free. Their friendly specialists handle all the paperwork and make it fast and easy to begin the pre-qualification process for your very own Invacare power chair or scooter. You could get yours within just days. There's no pressure, no obligation, no cost for the call. And your satisfaction is guaranteed.
So if you're stuck at home, call 1-800-594-5356 right now. Friendly mobility specialists are standing by.
It's bad enough if you suffer asthma, but as a parent, the agony of watching your child struggling for breath must be agony beyond measure. What if there was a natural, effective, drug-free answer to asthma? You'd want to know, wouldn't you? Well, I've been reading up on a little-known clinical trial at a major hospital that suggests you can be rid of asthma, asthma symptoms, and sinus and allergy symptoms to breathe easily, calmly, and in a more natural, relaxed way. It's guaranteed, or you get your money back, and you've got 90 days to decide. Look it up for yourself online at healthstarproducts.com. H-E-A-L-T-H, healthstarproducts.com. You've got 90 days to decide if this program works for you. If it doesn't, you get your money back. Go to www.healthstarproducts.com.
From Washington, back to the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. How do you know when someone is lying to you? Many of you are parents. Many of you have children. Almost all of you, I hope, have family or friends. How do you tell if somebody's lying to you? Well, one way is when they say something that you can prove is not true, right? I mean, the president says, I never said that you had to have a warrant to go to... do eavesdropping on American citizens, when actually he did say it four times, and you can prove that, and I've done that on this show before. But sometimes you don't know the truth. I mean, you just don't know whether the president or anyone's lying to you or not. He says, well, we're doing it to stop Al-Qaeda phone calls into the United States, because he knows that, you know, those are the calls that we all think should be tapped. And he knows also that those are exactly the calls that no court would refuse getting a warrant for. If that's all he wanted to do, tap Al-Qaeda phone calls, there'd be no reason to go around the law. There'd be no reason to try to avoid court and congressional oversight. So how do you know when someone's not telling the truth? One thing they do is they change the subject. You ever notice that? You know, honey, did you get a chance to do that thing I asked you to do? Hey, look, there's something interesting on TV, right? Change the subject. Well, the president tried to change the subject this week. When asked about his illegal eavesdropping program, he said, hey, we stopped a terrorist attack in Los Angeles in 2002. Yay me. Hey, I even saw headlines, particularly in local newspapers all around the country. Bush stops Al-Qaeda attack. Bush stopped the attack? I don't know. It was Bush stopping the attack. Certainly the conservatives don't think Clinton stopped the Millennium bombing in January 1st of 2000. But what is that all about? All you have to do is try to tie the knots. All you have to do is say to the president, Mr. President, how is it that your secret eavesdropping program stopped the attack on Los Angeles? No answer. Indeed, most insiders know that the attack, the threatened attack, didn't even get off the staging ground in Pakistan. It didn't go anywhere and had nothing to do with eavesdropping. Nothing whatsoever. If it did, why doesn't the president tell us about it? And why is it, now think about this, folks, why is it that the threatened attack on Los Angeles was so secret that we dare not tell anyone about it when it happened, when it was foiled supposedly in 2002, 2003? We didn't tell Americans at that time. Why didn't we? Well, it was so secret, we didn't want to let the terrorists know that we knew. But suddenly, when the president is in trouble, when the president is starting to get heat, not just from Democrats, but from Republicans, too, for breaking the law, suddenly he's got to talk about this three-year-old attack, right? This isn't the first time they've done it, folks. Every time the president is challenged, it seems, he's like, well, I did something way back when, 3 years ago. If it was so secret that the American public shouldn't have known about it in 03 or 02, then why are they telling us now? The answer is, number one, it must not have been that secret or that important to keep it secret. Or two, and this one's even more scary, folks, that they are willing to violate national security just as Cheney is willing to out a CIA agent that will serve the president's political goals. So next time George Bush says, oh, we can't talk about legislating this program, we can't talk about bringing it within the law, we can't talk about having legislation to make what I'm doing legal, we can't talk about why I need to go outside the authority of Congress and the courts, we can't talk about it, it will break the secret. Ask yourself, why is the president himself willing to disclose national secrets when it sorts his political goals? Ken, are you still on the line with me?
I am. I just wanted to make one last point, and then I'll get off and enjoy the rest of the show.
Sure.
For a long time, I've been somewhat, down in the dumps because I thought things were just going just too wrong in the country, that the Democrats didn't have a platform to speak on and were so easily shot down when the question of their patriotism was sort of brought up. But if Bush and this current administration continues to follow along the lines that it is, which is in some ways very similar to what Nixon's administration did.
Sure.
It'll implode soon enough. And if we're lucky, Bush will be impeached and will have to leave the White House in disgrace, and will not have the won't have the opportunity that Clinton has, that a few years down the line, people will actually be able to see that he was probably one of the better presidents of the latter 20th century.
Ken,
I'm going to end on that, Mark.
Fair enough. Thank
you very much for taking my call, and I will continue listening to you. Please keep talking the truth.
Great, great. Thanks for calling in. I think Ken has, I think Ken's absolutely right about most of that, but I'll tell you where I think he's wrong. I think he's right that that should happen. I think he's right that it deserves to happen. I think he's right that the American people need to wake up and smell the roses and listen and see what's going on in the world. But where I think he may be slightly wrong, sorry, Ken, is to think that this automatically happens. Justice does not automatically happen, folks. You have to seek it. You have to work for it. You can't just say, another American will worry about the world. I got to raise my children. Folks, in a democracy, we all have to take control. I'll be right back.
Bad breath stinks. Nobody wants to have it, and nobody wants to smell it. It's an embarrassing clinical condition that can dramatically ruin the quality of your life. I'm Dr. Harold Katz, founder of the California Breath Clinics. I've smelled more bad breath than any other doctor on this planet. I've helped hundreds of thousands of people just like you to conquer bad breath, sour, bitter taste, and dry mouth with my TheraBreath products. My book, The Bad Breath Bible, is the number one reference on this misdiagnosed disorder. Whether you're worried about occasional bad breath from garlic and onions, or if you have chronic halitosis due to diabetes, tonsils, or alcohol-based mouthwash, The Bad Breath Bible has a solution for you. The truth is you can't smell your own breath, so you never know if you're offending someone. That's why everyone needs to read it.
Call for your free copy of the Bad Breath Bible while supplies last. You'll also receive free TheraBreath samples, an amazing line of products that completely eliminates bad breath. Call for your free samples now. 800-517-9885. 800-517-9885. That's 800-517-9885.
A pop quiz for parents with second grade teacher Mrs. Ridge. Today's quiz will be a multiple choice. Number one. The last time I watched TV was A, last night, B, last week, or C, last month? Number two, the last time I saw a movie was A, last night, B, last week, or C, last month? Number three, the last time I watched pro sports was A, last night, B, last week, or C, last month? And one more question, pass or fail. The last time I visited my child's school was A, last night, B, last week, C, last month, or D, none of the above.
Know what really matters. Know about your kid's school and know about your kid. Find out 100 ways to know more, do more. Visit PTA.org or call 800-307-4-PTA. A message from the Ad Council and the National PTA.
From Washington, more of the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. Reporting on a snowy day in Washington, the snow is comforting. It's very peaceful to see it falling outside. But, you know, if you're trapped in the snow, it's awfully cold and you can freeze to death. And the question comes, when will Americans sit there and just enjoy the snow? And when will they see that it's a little too much? Will we come to this implosion? Will we come to this impeachment? I'll tell you, we can do it. But only if all of you work together. And don't just say, it's the role of Mark Levine or Randy Rhodes or anybody else to simply, you know, tell us what we want to hear. But challenge. Challenge the right-wing talk show host. Challenge me. I welcome, as you know, I welcome people who call in and disagree with me because I'm a firm believer that that's what truth is all about. And the one thing you can be absolutely certain of, and this may sound contradictory, but that anyone who claims to know the entire truth has got it wrong. Let's go to Alexander in San Diego. Alexander, welcome to the Inside Scoop.
Hi, Mark. How's it going?
It's going good.
I'm kind of backtracking here, and I hate to keep hammering on this subject, but getting back to what you were talking about with language, I really think that it's possible to have a full dialogue on what's going on and tell the whole truth while still choosing your language for more effectiveness. A good example of this is the debate between gun rights and gun control. Which do you want more, rights or control?
You want both.
And, well, yeah, but to, you know, your average person that you're talking to, you know, they say, well, geez, rights, you know, and that immediately colors the rest of the discussion. And I think that that's a lot of what Lakoff was talking about, too, is that you don't have to have a dumbed-down version of what you're talking about, but you can still have, you can still choose your language for maximum effectiveness.
Yeah, I want to be clear. Alexander, I'm not dissing George Lakoff. I actually think he had a very important thing to say. For those of you who don't know, George Lakoff's book, I think it's called Don't Think of a White Elephant or something.
Something along those lines.
But his point was, and it's a good one, that in order to explain a political thing, you've got to make it simple. You've got to have people understanding it. I understand that, Alexander, but I guess what I want people to know, and I think they do know, and I certainly think those that listen to my program know, is that the truth is not, you can't say it in 10 words or less. You can't say it in an hour or less. You can approximate it the more and more you discuss it. And it seems to me that while you can give the simple answers, at the same time, you have to let people know that's not everything. You can't take this little pill of medicine and say, all right, now I understand everything I need to know about politics. And, you know, here I am, I'm on the radio, and I'm in Washington, and this is my passion, and I understand everyone's got all kinds of other passions, and they should, but I guess I want people to understand that take everything with a grain of salt. Take what I say with a grain of salt, and use various sources to try to figure out what the truth is. I don't know. What do you think?
I agree. I mean, I think you can, you know, you don't have to water the message down, but I just think, and I'm not talking about in a one-on-one kind of discourse like you and I are having right now, but
right.
When you're talking about just sort of the strategy of the, you know, the left as a whole,
yeah.
That I think that one of the falling down points, or one of the points where we're not as strong is in our PR, kind of. It's just sort of the point that I was trying to make.
No, I get your point. And it may sound contradictory, but at the heart of it, I want to praise the raucousness, if you will, of the Democratic Party, of the people on the left. We don't speak with one voice. We are not robots. We are not monotone. We are not, we do whatever our leaders say us to do. And
well,
that actually is our strength. Don't look on it as negative. It's okay if we disagree. In fact, we are the party that protects your right to disagree. When we come back in the next hour, I want to talk about Muslim fundamentalism, all this hubbub over cartoons, and how I see that same sort of thing right here in the United States. 877-528-TALK. We'll be right back after this.
When I do it, everything goes dark. My heart pounds, my hands shake, and I feel like a completely different person. The rush is so intense. I think everybody should do it.
Kenzie Olsen is under the influence of her community theater volunteer, helping out at an after-school theater program. She helps Kenzie stay off the street and off drugs. So, share a skill, a passion, a hobby with kids in your community, and you can make a big difference. That's because kids who enjoy a regular positive activity with an adult are less likely to begin using drugs or alcohol. Find out how you can be a coach, a mentor, a volunteer. No matter what it is, you have something to offer. Log on to helpyourcommunity.org or call 877-KIDS-313 and be an influence on the kids in your community. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
Radio Network News. I'm Jack DeRate reporting.
Former Speaker of the Parliament said some things today, yesterday, about everybody calm down here. Let's talk this through. I think some incentives within the framework of how we deal with Iran is the way that we will get to the objective.
Nebraska Republican Chuck Hagel telling CNN's Late Edition that the military option cannot be discounted, but he called for a strong consideration of Iran policy and the potential consequences of any action. That policy could be changing soon and not for the better, as USA's Richard Curtis reports.
Mahmoud Ahmadinejad says he will revise his policy of working within international atomic frameworks. That, many observers say, is a threat to completely withdraw from the International Atomic Energy Agency and the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. Iran has already enforced retaliatory measures against the IAEA because of the agency's referral of the Persian nation to the Security Council.
Fox News reporting Vice President Dick Cheney apparently accidentally shot and wounded a companion while hunting quail on a Texas ranch on Saturday. The injured man is 78-year-old Harry Whittington. He's alert and doing fine after being wounded by shotgun pellets. Fox News reporting as well that three of six escaped prisoners from the Cook County Jail in Illinois have been caught. Two of them have been arrested this morning in Oak Park, were found by a police dispatcher who spotted them on his way home. Police identified the third inmate as he walked down a frontage road in Burr Ridge. Police say the three inmates still at large are considered very dangerous. USA Radio Network News.
If you're ready to help alleviate the symptoms of arthritis and joint pain, then you're ready to try Mobisil. Mobisil delivers a powerful pain reliever in a quick-absorbing, deep-penetrating formula. Apply it right to the site of the discomfort for rapid and dramatic relief from arthritis pain, inflamed joints, and sore muscles. Mobisil cream causes no side effects, is non-staining, non-irritating, and odorless. Mobisil. Rub it in and feel it work. Available at Walgreens, Eckerd, Osco, Save-On, and Price Chopper pharmacies.
Do you need to get your credit under control, or do you just need help in rebuilding your credit? Christian Credit Counselors is a free service that will help you consolidate your debts in 20 minutes. The creditors pay us to help you. We can make paying your bills hassle-free while you get out of debt and improve your credit rating. Call Christian Credit Counselors toll-free at 877-348-FREE. Christian Credit Counselors, 877-348-FREE.
Not available in all states.
Denmark's prime minister saying neither his government nor his countrymen can be held responsible for the unflattering caricatures of the Islamic figure Mohammed printed in a Danish newspaper. The images have sparked violent demonstrations against Denmark and other nations. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice says the violence resulting from the printing of those cartoons could spin out of control. On ABC's This Week, Rice urging governments, including Iran and Syria, to act responsibly.
Certainly, if governments do not act responsibly, we could face a sense of outrage that spins out of control. And particularly if people continue to incite it, it can spin out of control.
Another church fire in the South. Jackson Ivey has more.
A 10th Baptist church has been torched in Alabama. The Beaverton Free Will Baptist Church in Lamar County near the Mississippi border is the latest to be set ablaze. The previous 9 church burnings, which were ruled arson, took place during nighttime hours.
The church burning started on February 3rd. USA Radio Network News.
Did you know that most vacuums sold today spew dust and bacteria back into the air your family breathes? It's disgusting, I know. Hi, I'm David Orrick, and I want to assure you that my 8-pound Orrick XL does not blow dirt back into the air. For a healthier environment, you want a hypoallergenic Orrick XL. Call me at 1-800-989-4200 for a free 30-day trial. 1-800-989-4200. I promise, my Orrick XL won't blow dirt back into the air. Ever.
The northeastern U.S. tackling the biggest snowstorm of the season. The winter weather has closed airports, caused traffic problems, and is on record in New York City as its second deepest snow with nearly 23 inches. Residents of southern New England digging out from the blizzard.
8 to 17 inches of snow is recorded across southern New England, but the storm is now winding down for most of Massachusetts. Logan Airport stayed open. 90% of the flights were canceled. Many roads were passable, but visibility is so poor and many people heeded warnings to stay home. I'm Judy Ewell in Boston.
The bulk of this weekend's nor'easter pulling away from the Washington, D.C. area now. Joan Morris is with the Virginia Department of Transportation.
They worked throughout the night and all this morning, and now that the storm has stopped, the roads are much improved from last night.
More news at usaradio.com. I'm Jack Durate reporting on the USA Radio Network.
Bad breath stinks. Nobody wants to have it, and nobody wants to smell it. It's an embarrassing clinical condition that can dramatically ruin the quality of your life. I'm Dr. Harold Katz, founder of the California Breath Clinics. I've smelled more bad breath than any other doctor on this planet. I've helped hundreds of thousands of people just like you to conquer bad breath's sour, bitter taste and dry mouth with my TheraBreath products. My book, The Bad Breath Bible, is the number one reference on this misdiagnosed disorder. Whether you're worried about occasional bad breath from garlic and onions, or if you have chronic halitosis due to diabetes, tonsils, or alcohol-based mouthwash, The Bad Breath Bible has a solution for you. The truth is you can't smell your own breath, so you never know if you're offending someone. That's why everyone needs to read it.
Call now for your free copy of Dr. Katz's Bad Breath Bible. Plus, you can receive a free kit of his clinical formulas proven to eliminate occasional or chronic bad breath. Call now for your free kit. 1-800-297-7907. 800-297-7907. That's 800-297-7907.
Thank you for listening to the TalkStar Radio Network. For the finest and informative and interactive talk radio programming, it's the TalkStar Radio Network, available live via your local radio station and on the Internet at TalkStarRadio.com. Your feedback is important to us. Email us at TalkStarRadio.com.
Now, from Washington, the Inside Scoop. All the news the government does not want you to hear. Now, here's your host on the Inside Scoop, Mark Levine.
Good afternoon, America. Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. It's the second hour of the Sunday Weekly Review. If you want to call in, the toll-free number is 877-528-TALK. You know, each week as I sit down and try to figure out for the Sunday Weekly Review what I'm going to talk about, I go and look over the week's news and try to, I don't know, find some theme in it, some common theme, something that puts it all together. Of course, the biggest story this week was outside the United States. It took place in Denmark and throughout the Arab world when you had Muslim mobs, revved up, no doubt, by Syria and Iran, who are angry about two political cartoons that portrayed Muhammad, or more specifically Muslims, in not a very good light. They were offended by the cartoons, and some of the protests turned violent. And I thought about the other news of the week. I thought about FEMA head Mike Brown telling us finally the truth that he informed Chertoff, head of Homeland Security, he informed the White House staff, in other words, the people that are supposed to deliver messages to the president, that the levee of New Orleans broke on the day it broke. And so when the president said he didn't know, either he's lying to us, or the White House staff didn't tell him. Which is it? Well, let me give you a hint. None of the White House staff was fired. Now you tell me whether they told him or not. If they didn't tell him, why weren't they fired? You have Dick Cheney, who has a hunting accident. You might say that Cheney took just as much care as he did in the hunting as he did in planning the war with Iraq. He didn't know the guy was there. Oh, well, he shot him. He didn't know that there'd be trouble, that we wouldn't win the war, they wouldn't let us in as liberators. Yeah, Cheney took care. And the more serious news, that he authorized treason. Scooter Libby said that today, or this week, got very little notice. You had, of course, Gonzalez testify, not under oath, I can't even call it testifying. He gave a speech before Congress, refused to answer questions of whether there were any limits on presidential authority. He said, that's all hypotheticals. And the Office of Legal Counsel, meanwhile, in a very obscure document, issued that the president has a right to murder any American citizen he wants without trial, without even the guy being about to commit a crime. Nothing. He can kill us all. He can not only watch us all, he can kill us all. That's news that I know about that didn't get much in the news. Prior to reading, to preparing for the show, I read the blog. I read every comment you post on my blog at RadioInsideScoop.com, even the inane ones, and watch the very interesting debate between Robert and Skip and Vicky over fundamentalism, over what truth is, over how you know what truth is. I watched the Coretta Scott King funeral, where people were actually telling the president things he didn't want to hear. He had been removed from the bubble of his false town hall meetings, from the bubble of not ever wanting to read newspapers. Remember, this is a president who says he never wants to read newspapers. He just wants to know what his advisors tell him. He had to leave his plastic bubble and find out that there are people out there that actually don't believe him. So I'm thinking about what puts all these things together. At the same time, I'm reading a story to my 11-year-old niece. It's a story called A Wrinkle in Time, one of my favorite children's books. And in that story, and I happen to know it well because I've just been reading the book to her, they go to a planet called Kamazots where everyone does the exact same thing. The boys bounce their little balls in tune. Their mothers bring the boys in on cue. Everyone walks in a rhythmic way, and it's all being controlled by one brain called It, that tells everyone exactly what to think. And the kids in the book, they're fighting the brain. They're trying to have their own independent thoughts, and the brain says, isn't it easier just to believe everything I say? It's so much easier if other people think for you. And then I had it. It was clear what I was going to talk about this week. Whether it's the Muslim fundamentalist or the Christian fundamentalist or Jewish or atheist or Nazis or communists, anyone who says, leave the thinking to us, is not to be trusted. Anyone who says, don't worry, go to sleep, I'm the president, I'll do the right thing, I don't need courts watching over me, I don't need Congress watching over me, I'm your good guy, I'm Big Brother, should cause alarm. And what's amazing to me is that you see so many Americans falling asleep. And I think they're slowly waking up. I see it. But you know those people. You know, I mean, there are members of the Republican Party, and I'm glad you're here, that are waking up and seeing that their party is becoming one of mind control. Everyone tells you the same thing. I heard Sean Hannity on the radio saying, well, of course we all know it's constitutional. Of course we know the president, what's doing, he's doing is constitutional. But he never cited the Constitution. He never found the law. He never said where in the law makes it legal. He just said, of course it's true. And again, any one time someone says to you, of course it's true. Of course everything in the Bible is literally true. Of course our prophet Muhammad should never be made a cartoon of. Of course we need violence. Anytime people say that, they're very dangerous. And even Senator Lindsey Graham, Republican of South Carolina, called that kind of thinking by Alberto Gonzalez dangerous. Do you agree? 877-528-TALK, 877-528-8255. We'll be right back.
Is life moving too fast? If you're self-employed or a small business owner, you have no choice but to move as fast as you can. Sometimes you move so fast you don't take a close look at life's details. When was the last time you looked at your health insurance? If you don't have health insurance or if you have the wrong coverage, serious medical bills could mount up. That's where the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company comes in. We provide affordable health insurance for the self-employed and small business owners. If you don't have health insurance, call us. If you have coverage, call anyway. See if we can give you better coverage at a better price. Stay on track for affordable health insurance designed specifically for the self-employed and small business owners.
Call 877-735-6460. That's 877-735-6460. Home office located in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states and benefits may vary by state. Association membership may not be required to obtain insurance. Call 877-735-6460 for details.
I'm sure you've heard the saying, when you get to the end of your rope, tie a knot in it and hang on. Margie Garrison was at the end of her rope. At the young age of 28, she was told she would be in a wheelchair in about 5 years. And then, when she just couldn't go on any longer, she met a doctor who said to her, Margie, arthritis is the easiest disease there is to cure. Now, can you imagine Margie's joy after 43 years and thousands of dollars of doctor bills and pain medications that didn't work? Learn the whole story online at healthstarproducts.com. That's H-E-A-L-T-H, healthstarproducts.com. It's money back, and you have a full year to decide. Look it up online for yourself at HealthStar, H-E-A-L-T-H, HealthStarProducts.com, and find out if what worked for Margie Garrison will work for you.
3 from Washington, more of the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. When the Muslim masses revolted against two political cartoons in Denmark, the Bush administration really didn't know what to do. Let's talk about what those cartoons were, because I've looked at them. One is a Muslim man. I'm not even so sure it's Muhammad, frankly, but it's a Muslim man. He's got a turban, and the turban has a bomb on it. Yeah, pretty strong words. But you can't deny there are a lot of Muslim fundamentalists that are blowing up things. The other was a guy in heaven with a turban. I guess that's Muhammad. It would be like St. Peter in Christian tradition. And all the suicide bombers are coming up, and he says, hey, there are no more virgins here. In other words, you have to stop the suicide bombings. Those were the two cartoons found to be so offensive. And instead of Muslims seeing the cartoons and saying, we've got to stop the violence in our community, they attacked the messenger. Now remember, the Islamic press has its own political cartoons. Some of them show Jews and Christians, usually Jews, with fangs, with blood dripping from their fangs. Good stuff like that. One of them even showed Adolf Hitler in the same bed with Anne Frank. That should help the Holocaust deniers in Iran. And while I do think those cartoons are certainly offensive, I didn't see any Jews or Christians taking violence against Muslims for the cartoons. And so what's interesting is, this is a clear thing that we know the people are wrong. They have a right to take offense. They have a right to complain. They don't have a right to do violence. And how did the Bush administration respond? It's sort of a European problem, right? Karen Hughes, who was put there by Bush supposedly to deal with the Muslim world. Talk about a tin ear. George Bush thinking that this brash Texas woman would be the best one to portray Muslim sensibilities, to express American sensibilities to the Middle East. She had nothing to say. This was her job, to be the liaison between America and the Muslim world. She had nothing to say. And there's a reason why she had nothing to say. The Muslim world was skeptical of her. And yet you have a Bush administration that says, don't be skeptical of us, don't question. How can the Bush administration teach Muslims to question their leaders, to question their fundamentalist beliefs, if they themselves don't question whether or not they're right? It's like two people completely talking past each other in different languages, and neither understands. 877-528-TALK. Let's go to Leonard in Lakeside. Leonard, welcome to the Inside Scoop.
Yes. What would be... incidentally, first of all, I never heard about this hunting accident until your program today. That's the first time I heard about it. I've watched the news all the time.
Yeah, it happened about an hour or two before the program started.
Oh, okay. Well, so it's on today. All right, forget about that. Now, what would be wrong with a system where not only the president, but I would say a governor as well within the state, would have the power to authorize wiretaps, secret wiretaps, without court order, and they would have their guidelines when you could appeal to them for that, you know, law enforcement purposes, and you would appeal to them, the local police or whatever law enforcement level it is would make the appeal for the authorization.
Leonard, let me ask you this. Who would enforce the guidelines? Let's say the president has certain guidelines, okay? Should he write them down, number one? Yep. And if he does, who yep. should enforce them?
Well, there should be guidelines, but as far as...
Should he write them down?
They would be issued. The guidelines would be issued.
Okay,
to
so
the,
they'd be written
to
down.
Law enforcement officials, yeah, they would know what the guidelines
are. And would the public know what those guidelines are?
I suppose so. I don't know. I'm not sure if that would... I suppose so, yeah.
Okay. Now, who would enforce them? Let's say the president decides, as presidents have done, as we learned, you know, Coretta Scott King, the funeral just this week, Martin Luther King was spied on by J. Edgar Hoover, head of the FBI. He did it without a warrant, without court approval, without congressional approval. He just decided to spy on Martin Luther King. Now, maybe you trust J. Edgar Hoover as the head of the FBI, but what would be the oversight? That's my question.
Okay, well, the oversight is they would have to report it, but they wouldn't have to get approval. They would just have to report everything they're doing.
Report to whom? Congress? The courts?
Well, to designated members of Congress who would be allowed to have that information, yes.
Okay, now let's say that they do something that members of Congress think is wrong. Okay, let's say they decide, as they've done with the Quakers in Vermont, they decide to put a tap on all the president's political opponents. And let's say they inform Congress about it, and Congress says, you know what, I think that's wrong. Does Congress have the power to prohibit it or not? What's your view?
There should be a process in place where the Congress can take action to start impeachment proceedings if the president or if I would say at the state level also. If the governor should abuse his power...
You think the only remedy is impeachment? You don't think Congress can pass a law regulating the power of the president to do warrantless wiretaps? You think that the Congress really only has two choices. Either they let it continue or they impeach the president? You support a system like that where the Congress can't give the president guidelines, simply has to say either we impeach you or we let it go? Is that your view?
They could give guidelines if they want to, but they wouldn't have the power to veto his actions. In other words, he would have to make the choice. If they threaten to say, if they say, look, if you continue doing that, we're going to start impeachment proceedings. And then he would have to make a choice. Do I want them to do that, or shall I change and accommodate their demands?
Leonard, it's an interesting system you propose. It is not, and we can argue about this after the break, it is not current law, but I understand it is a system. But when we come back, and I hope you'll stay on the line with me, because I'm really glad you raised this point. I think it's one of the strongest arguments for what the president's trying to do. When we come back, I want to know why you like this kind of a system rather than a system where they go to a court and they say to the court, here's our reason for doing it, and the court can be secret and says, all right, we authorize it. In other words, why is the president's system, or the one that you propose, why use that rather than the law that's currently in place right now? We got to take a break, but I want to hear from you when we come back on that. 877-528-TALK, if you want to join in this discussion. It's not just between Leonard and me. Pick up the phone and dial. We'll be right back after this.
Johnny Reese is a major league pitcher who has always had a talent for striking people out. Teams fell over themselves trying to recruit the young man with a menacing fastball. But baseball isn't his only talent. You see, he's also a major league hitman, a contract killer who likes his work. Reese can do more than strike you out. He can eliminate you altogether. Jack Kane, a retired New York City detective, has a talent of his own, catching bad guys. When it comes to murder investigations, Jack Kane is a big leaguer, too. For action and suspense, Squeeze Play by Jim Harrington is a grand slam. You can buy a Squeeze Play at all your favorite online booksellers. But for Talk Star Radio listeners, this is a special deal. Buy Squeeze Play now at a special discounted price and receive a signed autographed copy from the author. Buy yours now at yourmorning.com. Yourmorning.com.
Is the burden of large credit card debt getting too heavy for you to carry alone? Call Debt Relief of America. They are expert debt negotiators that go to work for you to eliminate 50 to 60% of your credit card debt.
Within 3 months, I was debt-free and the collection hassle stopped.
I was buried in debt with no way of knowing how I was going to get out. DRA worked with my creditors and cut my debt in half.
My wife and I both feel Debt Relief of America is a godsend.
Call now for your free debt relief consultation. There is absolutely no cost or obligation. You will get a step-by-step plan on how Debt Relief of America can help you wipe out up to 60% of your credit card bills. Call 800-509-5495. 800-509-5495. One call could literally save you thousands of dollars. Not available in all states. 800-509-5495. 800-509-5495.
From Washington, back to the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. We're discussing the presidential eavesdropping program, and my caller, Leonard from Lakeside, I think he raises some interesting points. I actually very much value his call. As I said before, I really like people who call in and disagree with me. Heck, I've been talking all the time about how we have the right to disagree with the president, and I'd be an enormous hypocrite if I didn't value those who disagree with me. And Leonard raises some good points, as he did before the break. He says, well, let's look at the system as the president proposes it. Let's step away for a bit from whether what he's done is legal or not, and I can make that argument, but let's just look at the wisdom of the program. And Leonard has given us this entire system where the president or a governor can authorize these wiretaps. They don't have to go before a court. They do have to inform the legislature in Leonard's hypothetical. And the legislature, if they don't like it, can impeach the president or the governor. And my question for you, Leonard, that I asked before the break, is why is this system that you propose, and I actually think we'd have to amend the Constitution to do that system, but why is this system that you propose better in your view than the current system of having the legislature, who after all are, you know, the people's representatives, have a right to make those guidelines to constrain the president to protect our rights, and having the courts also look at individual cases to make sure that a wiretap is warranted before it's legal? Wouldn't it be better to have three heads working on it than just one?
First of all, I don't agree with you that the president's program is what I'm defending necessarily. I do think that there's not enough oversight. Okay, in other words, what I'm proposing would require more oversight, I think, than what the Congress has right now.
Well, right now you want to cut the courts out, right? I mean, right now, again, I'm not saying.
No. You're talking about the ability of the Congress to stop the president from doing what he's doing. I'm talking
right.
about the ability of the Congress to know what he's doing, or the requirement for him to have to report it to them. I think that probably there needs to be more reporting and more oversight in that sense.
Well, that's good. We're not too far apart. But just so we're clear here,
okay.
One of the roles of Congress and the courts is they have very different roles in our tripartite constitutional system, as I understand it, as a constitutional lawyer. Congress sets the broad overview. They set the guidelines. I don't think the president should have to report to Congress each and every person he's eavesdropping. Members of Congress have a lot to do, and they can't focus on each and every individual case.
They should be able to ask.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
They
have a right to ask, and they have the right, in my view, to set guidelines. But I think we need the courts as well, because courts are there to deal with individual cases. That's what they're set up for. They have the time, individual judges, to review individual cases and to issue warrants. They can meet on an emergency. What's wrong with the system as we have now?
Yeah, okay. Well, the advantage is that it's just more efficient to for the purpose of law enforcement or security. It's just more efficient.
Well, I'm not sure I agree with you, Leonard, that it's more efficient. Let's talk about the system as it currently exists under the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, the FISA courts. The way it works now is if you want to wiretap someone and it's an emergency and something's going down, you have a right to immediately wiretap someone, and then you have to go to a court within 72 hours, which is 3 days. You know, if they don't meet on weekends, you can get them on a weekday, though you can even convene this court in an emergency on the weekends, and then you get retroactive approval for that warrant, and then everything's fine. If you don't get approval yet, you got to stop the warrant. What is inefficient about that system? I don't understand it.
Well, I'm not sure what all that system involves. If they have to fill out forms.
Yeah, they got to fill out some forms.
For each person, each phone being tapped, there might be. They might be doing a sweep of. You know, I don't know what the. I would say they might do a. cast a broad net, let's call it, whatever
well,
you want
here's,
to call it.
Here's the thing, Leonard.
And tap, you know, thousands of phones.
Well, do we? But then that's to me that kind of question. Not whether individual A or B needs to be tapped, but whether or not we want to tap thousands of phones. Whether or not Americans want millions of phones, all of our phones to be tapped, and then if they hear something unusual, then they can come after us. To me, that is a decision for Congress, not for the courts and not for the president. When it comes to something as major as not tapping individual A, who we have reason to believe has connections to Al-Qaeda, but we're going to tap thousands or tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of phones just to see who could be a criminal, that to me is something that the American people, through their elected representatives, should decide whether it should occur or not. Don't you think?
Well, I think it would be okay if they're doing it for a serious security purpose to catch certain individuals who are plotting a crime of some kind.
Well, but the example
then,
you gave
then
is we don't know
the legitimate use of that.
Okay, but here's the question: if we know, and we're going to have to take a break, but we can continue this after the break. If we know that certain people, we have probable cause, which doesn't mean proof beyond a reasonable doubt for all you non-lawyers out there, but just some reasonable suspicion, it's been said, some reason to believe that some people are about to commit a crime, we already can get a wiretap. We already can go to the courts. The only thing we can't do legally right now that the president wants to do is go to thousands and thousands of innocent people and tap their phones and maybe see if they're committing a crime. And my friend, if we want that, Congress has to pass it. We'll be right back.
This is Newsbreak. New York City has a new record holder for the worst snowstorm in recorded history, and the evidence is probably all over your car if you're in that area. The National Weather Service saying the 26.9 inches blanketing Central Park makes this the most significant snowstorm ever. The previous record holder, 26.4 inches back in 1988. That's 1888. Vice President Richard Cheney apparently shot and wounded a companion while hunting quail on his Texas ranch Saturday. The injured man, 78-year-old Harry Whittington, was alert and doing fine after being wounded by shotgun pellets. The vice president spent time with the wounded man in the hospital on Sunday. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice says the anger sparked by cartoons of the Islamic figure Muhammad could spin out of control. The images in a Danish newspaper have triggered violent protests by offended Muslims. Rice making her comments on ABC's This Week. More news at USARadio.com. I'm Jack DeRay.
I never get tired of hearing, "Mr. Oreck, your 8-pound hotel vacuum has made a difference in my life. A chore has become a joy. My carpets actually look like new, and the air I breathe is fresh. What a difference your vacuum has made in my life." Friend, try my Oreck XL for 30 days, risk-free. If you don't love it, we'll take it back. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200, and we'll make a difference in your life.
Thousands of people around the country are enjoying a new life with freedom from arthritis and muscle pain. Now you can too with Mobisil. Mobisil penetrates deep into joints, delivering rapid relief directly to the site of your pain. Unlike other medicated creams, Mobisil's formula is odorless, non-staining, non-irritating, and without side effects, so you can apply it anytime, anywhere. Mobisil. Rub it in and feel it work. Available at Walgreens, Eckerd, Osco, Savon, and Bruno's Farm.
I'm Terry Braden with our daily update from the People's Pharmacy on the TalkStar Radio Network.
The government is cracking down on drug companies promoting their products for uses that have not been approved by the FDA. Pfizer's Warner-Lambert division was fined $430 million for marketing the anti-seizure drug Neurontin for pain, attention deficit disorder, alcohol detoxification, headaches, and bipolar disorder. company paid some doctors substantial sums to boost Neurontin with their colleagues, and they were extremely successful. Warner Lambert sold far more Neurontin for these off-label uses than for treating epilepsy. Despite the stiff fine and regulatory crackdown, sales of Neurontin are still soaring. They're expected to pass last year's total of $2.7 billion, and the lion's share of the prescriptions are for unapproved uses. This is Joe Graydon and the People's Pharmacy on the TalkStar Radio Network.
From Washington, more of the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. This is the Sunday Weekly Review. The toll-free number is 877-528-TALK, 877-528-8255. I've been having a really interesting conversation with Leonard, who, while he's not quite defending what the president is doing in terms of eavesdropping on American citizens, basically is arguing for a system, one that I would argue isn't currently legal, but he's arguing it's wise to let the president or the governor have pretty much unfettered access to warrant to wiretap anyone for any reason, and then they have to inform people about it, inform Congress about it, and if they're wrong, they get impeached. And it's an interesting idea. I happen to think the current law does it pretty well. Oh, sure, you can update a little bit. You can talk about the fact that when FISA, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, was passed in the 70s, we didn't have cell phones, we didn't have email. So, you know, I have no problem putting the new technologies in. Do it according to the law. Let Congress pass it. Discuss it. Debate it. Let the president sign into law. All that's fine. But the general idea that the courts should have oversight over individual cases, that Congress should be able to set guidelines, I think that's how all our laws should work. And I don't see any need to change it. Leonard, if you'll stay on hold a moment, I want to hear what William has to say about this. William, welcome to the Inside Scoop.
Mark?
Yes.
Mark, I'm on a different subject. I'm still on Arab cartoons.
Okay, you know what, William? Hold that thought. Just stay holding a little bit longer. I promise I'll get back to you. Let me just hear if Leonard has a final comment, and then we'll move on to Arab cartoons. Leonard, you there?
I just think that the system should be the most fluid system possible, subject to anything that might happen, any changes. And what would go wrong if the legislature does have the full right to have all the information? The executive has to report all of it, and if they ask questions, he has to answer all the questions.
Leonard, let me ask you this.
What could go wrong
Here's what could go wrong. Let's say the president doesn't give it to Congress. I mean, that's what happened in this case. Congress didn't know about it. So let's say the president's obligated by law.
Anyway.
What's that?
No matter what, that could happen. No matter what system you have, the president could do that.
Actually, no, because I'll tell you what. The president, and remember, it's not always the president doing this. He's not the guy physically putting the wiretaps on. It's people that work for him, the FBI, justice officials, police officials, and so forth. If they're afraid that they can be sued, if they're afraid that they might be breaking the law, that's why we know about it. And I'll tell you this. One of the reasons we know about this leak there's two reasons. One, members in the White House were so concerned about breaking the law and themselves being criminally responsible for breaking the law that they leaked it to the press. And the other is that the FISA court, the very secret court that oversees these secret wiretaps, started realizing that they were getting information that was gotten by an illegal wiretap, and they said, you know what, we're going to refuse to grant any legal wiretaps if you got the information from an illegal wiretap. So the system actually worked. That's why we know about it. I'm afraid, Leonard, in your view, the way it works with no oversight is we wouldn't know about it until really it's too late.
No, you wouldn't know about it because it would be illegal. The same fear, you said they're afraid that they're breaking the law, the same fear would exist if they didn't report it. If they're doing these things and not reporting it, they would be breaking the law there, too, and so
okay.
The same fear there.
All right. And criminal penalties, you would support that, then, for not informing Congress? Criminal penalties?
Of course.
All right.
Yes.
Okay, well, I can see how that system would work. I still think, at the end of the day, that courts are better designed to deal with individual cases than Congress, which I think should set the overall guidelines. But I hear your point, and I want to thank you for calling in.
All right. Okay.
Let me go on to William, who wants to talk about a different subject and a very important one, and that is the Muslim cartoons. William, welcome back to the Inside Scoop.
Thanks, Mark. Mark, I have a little bit different scoop on this whole thing. The Arab cartoons were an event, a large event, in a Danish paper publicized by the Arab media. And the reason the Arab media publicized them was because it was an event that they needed to get their people to take activity. A same type of an event was the Mild cartoons that were published a year ago that involved the Christian faith and the Virgin and Jesus Christ were publicized here from the Arab world and then put through the churches in the South and the Bible Belt, the Red Zone, and talked by the ministers to let the people know what kind of enemy they were up with the Muslim people.
I agree with you. I'll give you another example, and that was this whole false war against Christmas that was put out by O'Reilly and crew, suggesting that somehow Americans were out to destroy Christmas because some shopping malls said Happy Holidays rather than Merry Christmas. I think it's all about riling people up with really nothing issues. I mean, a cartoon, a sign, is that what matters most?
But the nothing issues in the Bible Belt made sure that zone was pretty conservative in its vote.
Well, but I guess it's a larger point. I mean, I agree with you completely on the facts, William. To me, it's the larger point here that if you have such a simplistic worldview, and again, I don't care whether it's Christian or Muslim or communist or whatever it is, if you have such a simplistic worldview that someone who posts a cartoon or puts up a sign actually can draw you to violence or draw you to, you know, to boycott a whole bunch of stores. I mean, come on. Happy Holidays? Is that worthy of a boycott? What you're doing is they're playing to people's emotions, not to their brains. And I don't trust any system, even my own. I mean, any Jewish system. I don't trust any system which says, you know, don't think, just react. And I think they're playing to people's emotions. You agree?
Yes, I agree with that. But the leaders need to go with any strengths that they have, and it's only a coincidence that the people happen to be Muslims.
I agree.
They need that nation to go on with their cause, or that nation might not exist.
I agree with you. And I want to give you another example, one that's apart from religion, and it's patriotism. And I consider myself a patriot. I got to tell you, when I see the flag go up and I sing the Star Spangled Banner, I get a lump in my throat. But there are people that talk about America as if America is the land where we sit. It's California. It's Washington, D.C. They talk about defending America as if the very soil is holy. And I have to tell you something. I don't think the American soil is holy. I mean, I'm glad we've got a rich soil and beautiful mountains and wonderful oceans. But what makes exactly, even more than the people, even more than our lives, is the American ideal. You know, when people say, if you challenge the President of the United States, you hate America, or you're helping the terrorists, you have to ask yourself, what is America all about? You know, people say, would you ever take arms against the, you know, your nation? And anyone that says so, they say, aha, you're a traitor. I have to tell you something. If my nation became like Nazi Germany, I would be proud to take up arms against my nation. It is not Washington, D.C., or Virginia, or Maryland, or California, or Missouri that I am defending. It is the idea of democracy and the Constitution and checks and balances and a country where the people are in control. And so I would just ask people, don't love your country right or wrong. That is exactly the wrong way to think about it. Love, as John Kerry quoted someone else, I forgot who it was, once said, love your country when it's right, and when it's wrong, put it right. And that's a little too sophisticated for some people, but I think at rock bottom we understand America is not the 50 states. America is precisely the democratic ideals and freedoms and liberty which we cherish. And so that's what I'm defending. And I think that people who talk about, you know, America or burning the flag, it's the same thing as the Muslims in the cartoons or the people in Christmas. It's a way to take the emotion instead of the real meaning of what this country's all about. You agree with me?
Yeah, I agree with you, Mark. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your call. Toll-free number, 877-528-TALK, 877-528-8255. We'll be right back after this.
Do you sell dietary supplements? If so, you may know that the Food and Drug Administration and the Federal Trade Commission regulate your sales presentations. Violation of the federal rules can lead to stiff penalties. You really must know the law. Fortunately, help is just a phone call away. Law Talk Incorporated has produced a CD series, 4-CD interviews with renowned attorney Jonathan W. Emord that explain the legal limits on sales presentations. The CD series guides you through FDA and FTC regulation.
explaining the law that governs sales presentations, website content, and health claims, as well as global restrictions on supplement sales. This is a must-buy for network marketers and supplement companies alike. To obtain the CD series, call 1-888-RU-FREE-1. 1-888-RU-FREE-1. That's 1-888-783-7331. Call today.
Can't walk.
I can walk, but not very far.
I can't even stand anymore.
And it gave me no freedom.
If you or a loved one suffer from limited mobility, we have incredible news. Now you may qualify for your very own new Invacare power chair or scooter at little or no cost to you. Call Mobility Products Unlimited right now to begin your free pre-qualification process. Invacare's powered mobility products are comfortable, stylish, easy to maneuver, and go anywhere.
And yes, you can get back out there too with Invacare.
So pick up the phone and call Mobility Products right now, risk-free. Their friendly specialists handle all the paperwork and make it fast and easy to begin the pre-qualification process for your very own Invacare power chair or scooter. You could get yours within just days. There's no pressure, no obligation, no cost for the call. And your satisfaction is guaranteed.
So if you're stuck at home, call 1-800-594-5356 right now. Friendly mobility specialists are standing by.
From Washington, back to the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. In looking at what's going on in the world, in looking at the fundamentalisms of the world, whether Islamic or Christian or Jewish or Nazis or communists or even patriotism, even nationalism, when you look at people who want to believe something simple because it's a lot easier to have someone think for you like the brain in a children's book, how do you fight that? How do you combat that? How do you get people to think outside the box, to recognize that even their leaders, even people that they revere, might not have the whole truth? 877-528-TALK, 877-528-8255. This week, as I was looking at the hearings, as I was watching the hearings on eavesdropping, and I heard the weak, weak arguments of the president and the vice president, as I heard them say, Dick Cheney say, oh, we couldn't brief everybody in the Intelligence Committee because that's too many people knowing. Too many people? How many people in the White House knew Vice President Cheney? Why wasn't that question asked of him? In order to implement this kind of massive program where thousands upon thousands of Americans had their calls tapped, you don't think more than 60 people knew? More than 70? More than 500? All these people knew. Why is it that you trust this FBI agent, remember, J. Edgar Hoover, who wiretapped Martin Luther King? Why is it that you trust these low-level agents, Dick Cheney, hundreds of them, but you don't trust 20, 30, 50 members of Congress? You know why, Dick Cheney, and I know why, and all of you listening to my voice know why. Because members of Congress can do something about it. If you work for a top secret program and you're ordered by your boss to do something awful, break the law, torture someone, wiretap someone without a warrant, you really only have two choices. You can either do it or you cannot do it and lose your job. And if you refuse to do it, you can't go public about it, because if you do, that's illegal, that's a leak, you go to jail. Whereas members of Congress can set policy. Members of Congress can stop it. And so Cheney's saying, oh, we can't let all these people know. You didn't want to let people know because you knew they could stop it. Even one of the few people they did tell, Democratic Senator Jay Rockefeller of West Virginia, said, I wasn't told everything about the program. I was told only what they wanted to tell me. And Republicans are questioning it too. Arlen Specter said, hey, Mr. President, if you don't do this within the law, I'm going to force you to do it through legislation. Interesting, Specter, pretty good for a Republican, but you don't need new legislation. It's already there. I mean, if you have legislation, as you have this FISA Act, that says expressly it preempts the field, you cannot do it, you cannot do a warrant without a court order. If it says it there, and the president does it, he's violating the law. I mean, what are you going to do? Pass another piece of legislation that says, we really mean it this time, Mr. President. Don't break the law. The president isn't arguing he followed the law. The president is arguing he doesn't have to follow the law. I mean, that's an important difference, Arlen Specter. Oh, we're going to pass another law and really make you follow it this time. If he didn't respect the law the first time, he won't respect it the second time. The argument the president is making is much wider than that. He's arguing that there are no limits on his authority. Does that sound extreme? Well, Alberto Gonzalez, the attorney general, was asked various hypotheticals, asked whether he was spying on Americans that weren't calling Al-Qaeda. And what did he say? Oh, that's a hypothetical question. I won't answer it. In fact, Stephen Bradbury, the head of the Office of Legal Counsel, the president's head lawyer, was asked by Senator Dianne Feinstein, does the president have authority to murder someone? And he said, yes. This is a Newsweek exclusive. He said, yes. And then he didn't go about saying whether there are any guidelines to it. Are there any limits to unchecked presidential authority? And what happened to Republicans who used to believe that the government is not all-powerful? What happened to the Republican Party and libertarians who used to believe that the government is not to be trusted? Where are the black helicopter crowd? I mean, where are the people who think the government is not always right? All of them are, you know, bowing down to the president as their idol, as their leader. We don't have divine right of pharaohs as they had in Egypt and America. We don't believe, as Louis XVI, that he is a descendant of God. Our president is fallible. And this president is saying, in effect, he is infallible. Are Americans sleeping through this? Do you see the emperor has no clothes? 877-528-TALK. Let's go to Lou in La Jolla. Lou, welcome to the Inside Scoop.
Hi, Mark. I was very interested in about what you're saying with the emperor having no clothes. But the real issue here, it seems to me, is that the Republicans are uniting to save their own souls and their own necks for the next congressional election. And the problem that I see it is that the Republican Party is so interested in preserving their own seats in Congress that they're willing to let the president get away with anything and everything.
Well, I hear what you're saying, Lou, but I think there's a bit of a contradiction there. I mean, in order to save their seats, some of them are actually coming out against the president. There's Heather Wilson in New Mexico, who is facing a tough race. Arlen Specter in Pennsylvania. They're actually, but they're limiting the president ever so slightly. They're not telling the president so much that he's wrong as they are saying, well, we'll do new legislation to allow you to do what you want to do. So I don't know that they're scared enough, Lou. I think they need to be a little bit more scared, I guess.
Well, listen, when we Democrats can hopefully get to Congress back, we might be able to do something. The problem I have is, like, right here in California, the legislature hasn't done much to redistrict after the last census. And I think the same people who have won the seats are unfortunately, because incumbents traditionally win seats, are going to win again.
Well, Lou, I want to thank you for your call. I have to say, obviously, in California, once you got a Republican governor, you weren't likely to do a redistricting. But the problem is broader than redistricting. To me, the problem is one, really, of people recognizing, of just waking up, of reading between the lines, of having a news media that's willing to call the president and the president's men and women on what they're doing. And what's ironic to me is that here we have, you know, Dick Cheney. He's got a hunting accident. I mean, this could be serious stuff, folks. You know, I mean, if you drive drunk, right, and you kill somebody, it's something called involuntary manslaughter. That's a crime. You can go to jail for that crime. If you accidentally shoot somebody, that doesn't mean you intended to kill them. It's a crime. What will be interesting to me is to see if Dick Cheney has to suffer for this crime, and that the American people who can't comprehend the fact that the Vice President of the United States has committed treason will now finally put him in jail over a hunting accident. The same American people that wanted to impeach Bill Clinton for lying about sex. 877-528-TALK. We'll be right back after this.
family suffer from acne? Do you take prescription drugs and get little or no relief? Is your skin always dry and itching and peeling due to the side effects of chemicals and drugs? Do you have trouble looking in the mirror and being happy with what you see? Do you avoid going out in the world due to your acne? Are you spending ridiculous amounts of money with little or no results? Well, you may find relief. Relief is available to most sufferers online at healthstarproducts.com. It's guaranteed, or you get your money back, and you've got 90 days to decide. Look it up for yourself online at HealthStar Products, H-E-A-L-T-H, healthstarproducts.com. Go to www.healthstarproducts.com and find out about the acne program. Find out if it works for you or a member of your family. If it doesn't, you get your money back.
If you have more than $7,500 in credit card debt, listen to these shocking facts. Debt can ruin your life. A great number of all marriages end in divorce due to financial problems. Many American families are only a few paychecks away from bankruptcy. There are secret programs that credit card companies don't want you to know about that will eliminate your debt. If you are drowning in credit card debt, there is a way out. Debt Relief of America can negotiate directly with your creditors to eliminate up to 60% of your credit card debt. Learn how to avoid bankruptcy and get more cash in your pocket. Call Debt Relief of America for a free debt analysis by one of their debt relief specialists. There is absolutely no cost or obligation. Call 800-936-1264, 800-936-1264. For your free information, call now, 800-936-1264, 800-936-1264. From Washington, more of the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. Just got a few minutes left. Let's go right away to Alex. Alex, welcome to the Inside Scoop.
How you doing?
Good, good.
Hey, listen, I think if you're constitutional, you know the Constitution, right?
I try to. Yes.
Well, in Article 2, they mentioned the fact that what the president's powers are.
Right.
And it mentions to go to war.
Actually, it doesn't say that. What it says is the president shall be commander-in-chief of the Army and Navy of the United States.
Right.
When called into the actual service of the United States. That's right.
So that's when they go to war.
Right. When Congress declares war, which it has the right to do.
It doesn't give any restrictions at that point.
Sure does.
That the Congress has really is the restriction of the purse.
No, you're wrong. Article 1, Section 8, and I'm reading it right here. I've got my pocket constitution in front of me. Says Congress, it's talking about congressional rights. Congress has the right to make rules for the government and regulation of the land and naval forces. So the president orders where the military goes, but Congress has the right to regulate it. It's very clear.
Well, I'll have to look at that.
That's a direct quote. I'll read it again. Article 1, Section 8. Congress shall have the power to lay and collect taxes, borrow money, establish post offices, quote, to make rules for the government and regulation of the land and naval forces, unquote. Now, what's interesting is that the only power the president has is a military power. There's, you know, it's not expressly there that the president has national security authority power or police power or anything like that. One can argue that it's implied in the commander-in-chief. But if it's all implied in the commander-in-chief of the Army and the Navy, then clearly the section that lets Congress regulate the Army and Navy regulates the presidential power as commander-in-chief.
Okay, so you're telling me that if in World War II before D-Day, the president had to go before Congress and get the okay to invade?
No. That's not a regulation.
Become involved.
That's not a rule or regulation of the land. See, there's a difference between a rule and regulation, which is the constitutional words, and ordering where they go. Telling the military to go on the left flank or the right flank or attack here or to wait a day, that's the job of a commander-in-chief. That's the job of a head of the military. They direct where the armed forces go. Regulating the armed forces, saying they can't torture people, or how to treat prisoners of war, or how much pension money they get, or how many ranks there are in the military, or, you know, whether someone gets to retire after 20 years. Those rules and regulations are set by Congress, not the president.
So who set the, like during Vietnam, they weren't allowed to go into Cambodia and stuff like that. That was the Congress?
Well, that's an interesting question because it's Vietnam's complicated because there was a Gulf of Tonkin resolution that was based, frankly, on a lie, and that resolution arguably restricted them into Cambodia. That's a tougher question, I have to admit, because where you send troops is a different question from how you regulate troops. Clearly, under the Constitution, Congress has the right to regulate the behavior of troops, things like torture, things like wiretapping, stuff like that. Where you send them it depends. See, if you think the Gulf of Tonkin resolution was a declaration of war, then you'd have to look at that declaration to determine whether or not we could go into Cambodia. And Congress at that time, most of them felt that it didn't include the right to go into Cambodia. And President Nixon said, well, you gave me the right to fight this war. I had to go into Cambodia in order to fight the war. So I just think that's more of an ambiguous question.
Yeah.
But regulating troops' behavior, such as the Geneva Conventions, which prohibit torture, that is clearly the right of Congress. That's clearly the right of a treaty.
But you know Massawi, who he is?
Sure.
He was the guy that, the extra...